Okay, so then how to meditate. So I want to read some passages from the next section in that chapter, What is Meditation?, which is how to begin meditation. And this describes very, very clearly a simple technique of meditation, really like the starter kit meditation. And there are many ways of meditating. We'll explore those over the weeks coming. But generally, the first starter kit, one of meditation 101, is this. Venerable Geshe says, the first stage of meditation is to stop distractions and make our mind clearer and more lucid. This can be accomplished by practicing a simple breathing meditation. We choose a quiet place to meditate and sit in a comfortable position. We can sit in the traditional cross-legged posture or in any other position that is comfortable. If we wish, we can sit in a chair. The most important thing is to keep our back straight to prevent our mind from becoming sluggish or sleepy. We sit with our eyes partially closed and turn our attention to our breathing. We breathe naturally, preferably through the nostrils, without attempting to control our breath. And we try to become aware of the sensation of the breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. This sensation is our object of meditation. We should try to concentrate on it to the exclusion of everything else. So, basically, we sit and breathe and we become aware of the sensations of the breath. We can become quite precise about that over time to a single point, if we like. That will really amplify the power of our meditation. But first of all, just becoming aware of the physical sensations of the breath. We're not controlling our breathing, so we're not pushing the air out, and we're not sucking the air in. We're like a beach, and the breath is like the waves lapping over us. The beach isn't dragging the waves to it, casting the waves back to the ocean. It's just passive in that experience. And so we're transitioning from doing to being. We're just sitting and breathing and holding ourselves in the moment, in that experience. At first, our mind will be very busy. And we might even feel that the meditation is making our mind busier. But in reality, we are just becoming more aware of how busy our mind actually is. There will be a great temptation to follow the different thoughts as they arise. But we should resist this and remain focused single-pointedly on the sensation of the breath. If we discover that our mind has wandered and is following our thoughts, we should immediately return it to the breath. We should repeat this as many times as necessary until the mind settles on the breath. So a key component of our meditation, of the skill of meditation, is just patience. Not being in a rush, not trying to force things, not taking the sort of the goal-oriented, driven attitude that may pervade many areas of our life and bring it into our meditation. So we're rushing, we're straining for inner peace. It's not going to work like that. So we take time. Be relaxed. You know, when I guide the meditation, which I'll do in a moment, we'll take some time just to gather into the room. We're not sort of rushing to the breath. We just take some time, gather into the room, center ourselves. We're locating the breath, but we're doing it in a gentle way. And then we're sitting with the breath, feeling the breath. Thoughts come up, but it's not a crisis. It's not a shock. Of course thoughts are coming. I think all day, why would they stop now? Here's a thought. That's a thought that's actually been going on, bubbling away for ages. Of course, I'm now more aware of it than I was before. But we relax into that. We relax and enjoy the fact that we don't have to do anything with that thought. We don't have to respond to it. We don't have to decide. We don't have to fix anything. We don't have to resolve anything. It's just, close to business. It's just a thought, and that isn't something I'm going to give energy to now. We don't give ourselves a hard time. Oh, I shouldn't be thinking this. I shouldn't be thinking I'm supposed to be meditating. No, it's like, of course there are thoughts. But it's fine. It's fine. I'm just not going to pay attention. And I'm going to find this space of just not being interested in the thoughts for now. If we practice patiently in this way, gradually our distracting thoughts will subside. And we will experience a sense of inner peace and relaxation. Our mind will feel lucid and spacious, and we will feel refreshed. When the sea is rough, sediment is churned up and the water becomes murky. But when the wind dies down, the mud gradually settles and the water becomes clear. In a similar way, when the otherwise incessant flow of our distracting thoughts is calmed through concentrating on the breath, our mind becomes unusually lucid and clear. We should stay with this state of mental calm for a while. If I scoop up water from a turbulent part of a stream and set it down, initially it's all murky. But if I just leave it there, in its own time the sediment will settle, the water will reveal its crystal clear nature. In the same way, when we first sit down to meditate, our mind is all churned up with all the thoughts and the busyness that have been pervading our life. But if we just sit and breathe, all of that will settle, and our mind will reveal its crystal clear, pure, peaceful nature. Now, in exactly the same way that if I get impatient with how long it's taking for the sediment to settle, and I decide to try and shake it to the bottom, all I achieve is churning up again. The same way when we're meditating, if I think, I've got to fight with this thought, got to get rid of that thought. If we're too vigorous like that, all we're doing is agitating the mind. It's really a state, at this stage, you know, it's a stage of really deep acceptance. Yeah, it's thoughts. Fine, it doesn't matter. But I don't need to react to it. I don't need to fight with it. I don't need to push it out. I don't need to do anything. I'm just focusing on the breath. It's focusing on the breath. And everything else will go in its own time. Meditation is so much easier than most people think. It isn't a fight with ourselves. It's just accepting the noise. It's fine. Doesn't matter whether that's outer noise or inner noise. Just gently, patiently holding to the breath. And because now we're not giving our energy to all of these things, in their own time, they just slip away. And the mind reveals its peace. Such a beautiful experience.